welcome to the Wikipedia Editathon. Has anybody here edited Wikipedia before? Yesterday? A little bit. Has anybody made an account yet? Like an email? A few people? Okay. So if you haven't made an account yet, that's going to be the first step. If you have, you can log into that. The way that I do this workshop is, with technology, everybody's at a different speed. So I'm not going to walk you through from on high, because that's going to be too fast for some people and too slow for other people. Instead, we're going to do kind of a self-paced workshop thing, where I've got a very comprehensive set of instructions that you don't need to look at all of them, but they're there as a reference for you. And then I'm going to wander around and help you. If your neighbor doesn't know something and you know it, you can help them too, and try to, you know, work at everyone's paces individually. So it's great to see you all. I'm very happy that you're here. It's one of the things about editing Wikipedia articles about smaller languages is that sometimes all that's on there is something from a database or something that's, you know, doesn't have very much in terms of sources. So if we have access to the grammars that have been written or to whatever information is about those, adding in good sources and adding in that kind of information makes people aware if this language is popping up at the top of Google search results, and that's going to be the first place people look. It makes people aware of what's available. Having a hard time getting on the internet?
Yes, I'm trying to create an account, but my username has already been
So we're going to try to add some of that information on there. Wikipedia has, in the past couple of years, gotten much easier to use. You can edit it like a Word document. It's very easy to use. And we're going to try to add some citations, especially if you know of resources that are available, so that when people start, whether that's community members wanting to know what kind of documentation exists, or whether that's linguists wanting to know what kind of documentation exists, this can kind of centralize some of that information. And you know, get these, or if you know stuff in an archive or something, you can add that as well. Does everybody have a sense of what language they're interested in that they want to be working on? Are there people who are looking for projects? I can hook you up with a project. Do you have a device to edit up?
No, I
don't. Oh, why don't you borrow data? Which I can put on guest mode. So we're going to start with taking questions. Has everybody figured out how to make an account? Mm-hmm. If you haven't got
can them? I do it on an iPhone?
You can do it on an iPhone. It's going to be easier to do from a computer, but I just lent out the one that I have. Or do you guys want to work? Or if you want to use it on that?
Sure.
Let me just quickly guess the mode button. I'm going to start circulating and see where we go from here. The other thing to point out, so bit.ly/lingwiki is the instructional slides with far more resources than I expect you to read all in one go. But they're there, they'll continue being there if you want to refer them after the thing. If you want to try to run your own Wikipedia event, they're available to use for anybody. And then before you leave, we're going to try to make a list of all the articles that have been worked on over the course of these events yesterday and today. And so if you could fill out this survey there, which will ask you to paste in the URL of any articles you've been working on, and then I'm going to make a nice blog post with, look at all of the things that we've edited, isn't that great? So that's something we could do for that as well. All right.
I don't have to do that.
No, that's okay. So the first thing, oh, so just gonna do this on the big screen because we've got a decent sized group.
So let's go to this computer's very slow. So you'll see on Wikipedia there's a whole behind the scenes architecture of most pages that you may not realize exists. And so here's a page on language revitalization, which may be of interest to some people for this group. So every article has a bunch of stuff along the top here. There's a bunch of stuff here. If I'm logged in, there's also a bar here that has my login information. So if we go onto every article, we can see its history of the people who have been editing this article. So you can see who these people are. These are all users who have decided to add stuff to the article. And these are how many bytes this person added, 54 letters probably. This person subtracted one letter. they changed try and to try two for whatever reason. So there's minor edits, there's big edits. And on Wikipedia, a blue link is a link to a real page that exists. So if we open up this person is a real user and they have put stuff on their Wikipedia page quite a bit. This person in red is a link to an article that doesn't exist yet. So this person has not created a user page. So when you create your account first, you're going to show up in red on this top bar at the top of your screen. And then when someone is looking through, so there are Wikipedia volunteers who look through all of the new edits that get made on Wikipedia every day. They're there every hour of the day looking at the new edits. And when they see a new edit, they're trying to determine whether it's vandalism or spam or self-promotional or whether it's a really good edit. And one of the ways that they give edits authority is whether the editor has a real user page or not. So if you show up in blue, you automatically look more authoritative on Wikipedia than if you show up in red. So if you put even one word on your user page, you look more authoritative than someone who has put zero words. So if you put, I'm interested in this particular language or language family, great, that's sufficient. You don't have to write a memoir. You can put more if you want, so one of the first things that we get people to do, partly because it's a practice edit, and partly because it gives you more authority to try to have your edits not look like vandalism on Wikipedia, is to start your own user page. So if you're logged in and you click up in this bar here, you'll see your name and your username in red. It looks a little bit different on the mobile devices. You might need to click onto the three-line sandwich bar menu to find it. And then you'll get the option to start this page. And if you click that, then you can type some words in about yourself. You don't need to put a photo up. Like, this guy is very comprehensive. And then when you get to an article, you can click edit. And you have the option to edit this article. So one of the things that you want to do when you're editing is switch to the visual editor, which is the one that looks like the Word document. So you may get an option, you may get a pop-up like this that gives you an option to switch to the visual editor, in which case you can switch. If you don't get that option, then you can instead click this pencil icon over here that lets you switch to the visual editor. You have switched to visual editing. And so you can switch back and forth between the two by clicking this icon in the corner You can switch back and forth. So if you want to do the code, the one that looks like code, you can do that. But why learn a new thing if you don't have to? Do the easy one. The visual editing is easier to work with. Switch back to the set of things to do.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to find it. The question is, like, what name would they start with under?
There's, what do they have to name their names?
Yeah,
so there's a list of all the employees, and then there's a list of, oh, that would be good. One thing to do might be to try Googling the Wikipedia article on IPA and copy paste from there, because that way they're in the same version of Unicode that somebody's using.
Okay, that works.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, yes, that's a fun one. So the thing about authority on Wikipedia is that it comes from your track record of other edits that you've made. You don't get to upload it as a community edit and then have authority. So to construct authority for yourself on Wikipedia, one thing to do is to start by making edits rather than adding things rather than deleting things. So if you can add any source things that might be useful for this article, but I have it, and add them to the code that I've been
making. Sometimes I see that people get comments and say, this is problematic.
So there is each article does have a topic on each comment.
So you can put the
or you don't reach out.
I can just
hear them.
You made any changes yet? No. Okay, so yeah, so you can just pass it. So you can see what. So people are not doing much talking yet. So one thing to do is start when you're doing some of your edits and then say, I've made these good edits, therefore I know what was talking about. Now let me tell you, we should change this there. We should delete this there. Because if you just go in and change the page to blank and remove the information, it looks like you're just analyzing. So you want to start out by saying, and now in order to get rid of something that you really need to do. That's what we found on yesterday. We had,
Okay.
Can't do much on your phone. Oh, okay. Somebody's articles had gotten the name of an article changed because it was, the old term that wasn't being used anymore. But at that point, you need Wikipedia is a tertiary source, and you need secondary sources to back up whatever changes you want. So you need to find secondary sources to cite that says this published thing uses this term. This is why we should be changing it. So there's a thing you can change it. It just takes some diplomacy.
Okay. And many people can just go in and just do everything.
Because then they'll just revert you and they'll bring it back.
Yeah.
So the way to accomplish it is to kind of build some relationships
okay.
with the people who are working on that page right now.
So where is this? So if there's not much, so what would be the next step?
So I would suggest, do you know any, this article doesn't really have any sources, right?
That's just these, but even the ones that they cite, they don't use the same name. I don't even know why they use this name and other another name.
Yeah. So
I can say this is not what the people call themselves.
Yeah. So if you can add, the first thing to do would be to add any sources. Yeah, add citation. Or if you want to add a couple sentences and you can cite those sentences, then your edits are better because these edits are not cited.
Okay.
Right. Is the other name there as an alternative?
Well,
Because you could have a sentence to say, you know, such and such source prefers this name because the other name is not. If you can cite that piece of information and say, you know, you're not doing your own thoughts. You're representing what exists in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so I just add some citations.
Add some sentences that you can cite.
Okay, I could also use another page of the language maybe.
So the language page doesn't make sense to me?
No, it's just about the sequence.
Oh.
I could just add the language page.
It's weird if the language page doesn't exist because normally the Wikipedia editors are very proactive about creating language pages for languages that have ISO codes. Does this language have an ISO code?
It does. My sense is that if I can just do that, it's a
Because there's a platform which does it all things like work with databases and add
So would you suggest they add that next?
I would suggest starting by making another on the existing page because creating a page can get controversial.
Okay.
So the easiest edit to do is to start by adding to the existing page, say the language is this and it's, you know, spoken here, and then to maybe cancel your talk page, say I can't find the language page for this, is it supposed to be here? I'm going to add one if no one objects.
Okay. So
kind of passive aggressive.
Do I have to wait for the response? Do I have to wait for weeks? Or?
You can say if no one objects within 2 days, I'm going to add it or something like this.
Okay.
If people really care about a page, they're generally very. Yeah, this one looks very neglected though. But it's very weird that there's no language page because normally there's a language page and there's nothing on it. There's no language page, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, what you guys doing? My edit just got deleted by Kuba. I put phonology. I made it.
The word phonology?
I put the entire analysis.
That is really weird. So if you believe your edit was, you think it's constructive, please re-about it before it here, remove this message from your talk page, and then make the edit again. So to open up that.
Thank you. This is not...
Is this the creation of the page?
I guess so, yeah. Creating the page. What Chromium Syndrome doesn't have specialized knowledge of particular languages, just edits stuff from databases primarily, so there's no reason to do that. So what I would suggest is to post on the article talk page to say, I don't know why this page is called this, according to source X and source Y and source Z, this language is actually spelled this way.
Mm-hmm.
Can we, can we change that?
Mm-hmm.
Other people should do that. If no one objects, I would proceed to do that myself in 2 days. So
okay.
Those are the passive aggressive way of doing
mm-hmm.
things on the Wikipedia. If no one cares about it, then you can just do it. I'm just waiting for somewhat permission around
okay,
major
yeah.
edits like this.
I would like to proceed to that. Like that, but how would I do it?
So
we
add edit source. Oh, have you changed the name
yeah.
of the
page?
I have not a whole lot of that, so at that point you would Google change name of Wikipedia page.
Well, okay.
There's almost too much documentation how to do this stuff.
Yeah,
if you were willing to read some documentation, or you might be able to get some help from somebody on Wikipedia and post about this, somebody like probably who's very familiar with doing these types of things, and they say, oh, okay, okay. Or you could go to their page and say, hi, can you help me do this? Because
mm-hmm.
this thing is wrong, and they don't care about what language it is.
Okay. How many edits or something?
So you put in section? And then you're going to put your comment under a subject heading.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 2003 state-of-the-art collaboration material. So.
What, 2003?
This is from 2003, so it's not very good at being social.
Uh-huh.
So you put some sort of heading, like change name of page, or name of page is incorrect, or something like that. And then before you post it, just wait to me again and we'll chat that.
Okay.
Did you find your language somewhere?
No.
Okay, so this is where I got to.
Okay.
You had oh, I was going to
yeah.
So that means, so Wikipedia, most people only know Wikipedia, but there are actually several things under Wiki. There's Wiktionary, which is a dictionary, there's Wikipedia, which is a Wikipedia, there's Wiki News, which is about news, there's Wikiquote, which has quotations,
mm-hmm.
Wikibooks. So you can't, let's say you decided, I will start Wiki as it is.
Okay.
You can't do that. You can start a Wikipedia, you can start a Wiktionary, yeah.
Okay.
You can't start Wiki as it is here.
Okay.
But you don't want to do that.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah. So you're trying to start a new language or follow the
mm-hmm.
then you're the right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
And I love that.
Okay.
Okay.
So you need a language code.
Yeah. So this is some technical stuff. I think what may be a decent thing to do with this page, because I don't specialize in doing the Wikipedia integrator, I know enough to kind of start a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
there's almost too much documentation in Wikipedia. It's all in different places. So sometimes it's really confusing to figure out what part you need to read and what part you don't need to read. So let's look at the lead page and see what's there. So this is in Taiya language. There are currently 958 articles. I think it's about, and so here you can, must be spoken in the Taiwan language, the Roman alphabet, so you can understand it better. So
in a search, it's not going to show up.
If you have URL, you can go to it. It might show up if you put in like a whole bunch of words. It might be kind of buried in Google. It's not going to show up on a general thing.
Okay.
But it's on the internet. It's probably there. Even if it never graduates from Wikipedia,
right.
It's still there. It doesn't get deleted.
Okay, that was my question. I didn't want to be.
You don't know
what
that thing.
But this would be perfect if we actually start learning for our students and maybe do some research.
Yeah, and this is something, exactly, and this is something that, if they're like high school students, if they have to write a paper or something in the language anyway, then they could write publish it so that people can use it and other people can see it later rather than just it.
Well, that's awesome. And then the other thing is learn who people can actually edit their stuff. Right?
Yeah, sometimes I've heard of organizations pairing young students and elders together to collaboratively write it. So the student takes care of the technology side and the elder tells them what to say.
Yeah.
And then they learn some of the things as they're going.
Right.
So sometimes that can be a good collaboration. Wikipedia also has another thing that they do with the Wikipedia Incubator is the reason that part of the reason it goes with this project is they also translate Wikipedia's interface. So remember when we were here. So here, this is the main page of combined Wikipedia. And if you want to edit this article, you can click this edit button.
Right.
Is in Hawaiian. This history button is in Hawaiian. It means history or something like that in Hawaiian. This means edit or something like that in Hawaiian. This means talk or something like that.
Right.
So you translate all of the,
and that's part of that process.
Is to say, okay, so part of it's still in English.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's the most important thing to translate, and then there's the lesser things to translate. So you can leave some of it in another language a lot of people are bilingual, so that you don't spend all your time translating.
Right.
But parts of the interface are in your language,
right.
That you're navigating to the other language as well. So here it says things like, this is go back, this is another message, and all of these things that people might need.
Okay, so when you go and leave with all the talks, there'll be some amazing.
And they'll give you, and like all these links along the side, all these links along the side are in Hawaiian, though.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the word Wikipedia itself, but there's no names in Hawaiian, so they change it to a title. So they change this type of stuff to localize it. And the like create account link, this says create account or something like that. Then those are in the language, so there will be a list of what you need to translate for that. So it can be a very big endeavor. Like it's not necessarily a fit for all students.
Obviously you have to have some sort of permission before you
set up to do a bunch of stuff all over the Wikipedia, which creates a very weird environment. Then you can use them online as well and say, let's come around to do more stuff, and then we'll do the same way you call it in the bottom.
Do you know anybody that has done that where it's the same site, but they have
multiple
dialogues? Multiple dialogues. So that somebody might have rewritten that article, but maybe it didn't. It was the same article with very
I know that in Wikipedia they have a policy that for American versus British English, which are these very published papers, they say whichever editor started the article, and they picked if they picked a particular dialect, then that one can be used in the rest of the article. But or if it's about a particular you're asking really good questions, but they're very high-level questions about establishing of a new project. I mean,
so we agree that there's three main dialects in that you can say, but they're not so that it actually is presented that book. That's all we're in on.
If you set that up, like you're going to be creating something new, if you're going to be creating that documentation. So the documentation is say, we recommend that there are these three dialects, and if you want to, we recommend that either it is going to change it in their dialect, that they add a new section to an article that translates it so that they can really look at something like this. I don't see why that would be possible. I don't know if anyone in particular has done it, but you know, this is your goals. I think that if you want, I can try to connect you with someone who's done more stuff with bigger projects that can give you more specific advice, because I looked into some of the general stuff, but I haven't taken on particular one, but one now, and there's a project that I'm just not in right now, it's in some of my money. But I think it's a really interesting project, and I'm glad you came to ask about it.
I just brought more questions into the
Thank you. you're on your own, like,
yeah, I'm not on the
did you try going on the university Wi-Fi? To see if that gives you a different IP address? Because Mo and all agree to try to do now the address.
That's okay.
And maybe, so whoever, like, if you got the SIM card from some organizer, then maybe somebody who had that, could I, you know, whatever. IP address assignment is a complicated thing that I do not fully understand, but somebody else must have had that IP address before and done some nefarious activity on the TV and just called it to that. That's interesting. Yeah, see how it goes.
I think we have another, 20 minutes or so, but if you...
But is it in your presentation?
I think I linked to it at the end, but if you, or you can type it in if you want. This is a summary slide at the end. So if you go to...
Say what you did.
Yeah. So we all can feel very good about ourselves. Doing stuff. Congratulations, everybody. Look at what we did.
So could you tell me about more references?
So
I've created a sandbox page of a brand new, basically a term that I noticed hasn't been defined in Wikipedia.
Okay. So the easiest way to do citations is actually going to be to switch to the visual editor, which you can do by clicking on this pencil.
Okay.
It'll keep your text. Okay, here we go. you put in, so that's a...
So what I did, right, just to clarify, mm-hmm. so I went and I found, like, basic references,
mm-hmm.
like a bunch of them,
yep.
that refer to this term, which is the term, this is the term that I'm defining
mm-hmm.
for a new article.
Mm-hmm.
So what would I do? Just
so let's say, so let's say at one of these sentences, you say, okay, well, this one is, has been said in this source. It doesn't have to be the only source that
yeah.
has said it, but this is a source that has said it. So let's say you want to do it at the end of the sentence. You can click the cite button.
Okay.
And it tells you how, why citations are important, because not everyone who edits Wikipedia is an academic. If you have a URL for a citation, you can do a really nifty automatic citation generation thing from a URL.
Okay.
But if you want to copy-paste in from a text document, you
yep.
can also go to manual.
Okay.
And then scroll down a bit, and you have the option to either, let's click book just as an example.
Yeah, we'll put a journal.
Journal, okay, perfect. And then you can put it in the fields.
Okay, so it's not as fast
well,
as just
Well, or
like
if you want to copy-paste it from the thing, so it depends on whether you want to have it in a structured form. Because,
yeah.
like, it can be nice to have stuff in structured
Yeah, for sure.
Form.
But this is going to
yeah.
be too much of a bother. I'm going to do this one just because it's
yeah, just
like
do one as a
really
sample.
Mm-hmm.
If you
know
you
are eligible,
but I
don't know.
Did you get anything similar? Sorry, you didn't get anything more concrete for you.
So I'm going to go there first. This one will give you the nice looking one
mm-hmm.
that is where you have the bar at the top, like in Word.
Okay, and then I'll make corrections.
You can make corrections there, and you can click Save from here.
Changes from here.
Yeah,
oh,
and you can switch back and forth with this button here.
Back and forth between the changes?
Between the different types of editing, the one that looks like
I
code
see.
And the one that looks like Word.
Okay, so this looks more like Word.
Yeah, it's much easier to use. I recommend it for everybody.
Okay,
thank you.
So if I want to have multiple references all in one citation.
Is to add a colon before the paragraph.
and that will indent it.
Correct. Yeah. No, it's not the semicolon, the two dots. And if you want to double check that it did the right thing, you can scroll down and hit show preview, and that will make sure that the code did the right thing. And you can say, I agree with this, I'm going to make this happen, because it seems like no one else is.
In case there's nothing yet that I can reply to, it's the easy way of starting this question, start at all.
Yeah, if you scroll up. You can hit new section.
Okay.
And then you can start one with a new topic. If you'd rather do it as a new topic, that's also fine.
So referencing nailed, sandbox saved. So now, if I wanted to submit this and have it as a, you know, sub article of, you know, ethnographic methods or ethnography.
So you want to have it as a, like, as a subsection within that article, or do you want to put a new article? You want to make a new article.
I want to make a new article.
You make a new article. Okay.
But it's like a, you know, in the category of knowledge, it's just like a little terminology that I'm clarifying.
So, for new articles, there's a couple different, there's many different ways of doing it on Wikipedia. There's one way that I suggest is like the sneaky way that's most likely to get it through,
okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And so that is, first of all, to search for the name of the article you'd want to make on general Wikipedia to see if it's been mentioned somewhere in a different article.
Yeah. So I did, and it hasn't.
It hasn't been mentioned anywhere?
So if I search ethnographic
containing, you see if anyone has said the word. No. Okay. So in that case, you need to find another page that exists that should mention that word.
Ethnographic methods. Yep.
Ethnography, maybe?
Yep.
And see if there's somewhere on this page that should mention, that should talk about this in some form.
Okay.
And so then you add the talking about it part.
Yeah.
And then you make the word ethnographic mapping into a link that goes nowhere yet.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to turn red just like your user page did. And then you can click on the red link and it will say, do you want to start this? At that point, you can put that information in there.
Got it.
If you do their process and like submit it for review, it's a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. It takes ages, and they want a very, very comprehensive page. Whereas if you do this, all you have to do is make the page itself have sources and have secondary citations and things.
Yeah.
But so this is, and it also links it into the web of all of the stuff that's in Wikipedia.
Great.
And hopefully, you know, attract some people who might want to click on it from stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you find somewhere where it's relevant to mention that.
Okay.
I
like it.
And then go through.
Thank you.
I had a question over there. Did you hear that? I'm thinking about everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, scientific writers are so
interesting.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah.
I will listen.
Ah, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
This guy's really science.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome to be filmed for other events if you ever want to come along.
Yeah, thanks. So, is it okay if I can not get a front page on the right?
That's what I would suggest you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.